Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The left fielder, Danny Cater. Batting third. The right fielder, Bobby Brooks. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bob Johnson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Larry Haney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chuck Dobson. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Chuck Dobson. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The center fielder, Tommy McCraw. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gail Hopkins. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bob Christian. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McCraw moves to third. Gail Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson fires to first and picks off Melton. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green takes first base on ball four. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Green moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton juggles the ball. That's an error on Melton. Green scores. Hershberger moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Athletics. Chuck Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton juggles the ball. That's an error on Melton. Hershberger scores. Haney moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Athletics. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-1 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. Haney moves to third. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John fires to first and picks off Campaneris. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Christian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christian takes first base on ball 4. Hopkins moves to second. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hershberger, who is chasing the ball. Knoop reaches third base with a triple. Hopkins scores. Christian goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Athletics. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John hits a fly ball into right field. Brooks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Knoop tags and scores. Two outs. It's Athletics, 3, White Sox, 3. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-1 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-1 in the game. Brooks takes first base on ball 4. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-1 in the game. Bando takes first base on ball 4. Brooks moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brooks scores. Bando moves to second. It's 4-3, Athletics. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-1 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hopkins for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-for-1 in the game. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Dobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Christian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christian is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Christian hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Knoop takes first base on ball 4. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. John hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-2 in the game. Campaneris hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McCraw. Campaneris reaches second base with a double. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hermann for a passed ball. Campaneris moves to third. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-2 in the game. Cater takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hermann for a passed ball. Campaneris scores. Cater moves to second. It's 5-3, Athletics. Bobby Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins scoops it up and throws to first, with John covering, for the out. Cater moves to third. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cater scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-3, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0 for 2 in the game. Haney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chuck Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Dobson hits a line drive towards third. Melton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Munday now playing center field. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hopkins takes first base on ball 4. Melton moves to second. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 2 in the game. Hermann hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Christian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christian is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Christian hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Melton moves to third. Hopkins moves to second. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Noop hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Melton scores. Hopkins scores. Christian moves to third. It's 6-5, Athletics. Pete Ward pinch hits for Tommy John. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Christian scores. Noop moves to second. It's Athletics, 6, White Sox, 6. Jose Ortiz pinch runs for Pete Ward. Ed Sprague now pitching. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Williams hits a line drive into center field. Munday picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Munday. Noop scores. Ortiz moves to third. Williams moves to second. It's 7-6, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 3 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to home to get Ortiz. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McCraw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cater hits a fly ball towards left. Christian settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Christian. Bobby Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio misplays the ball. That's an error on Aparicio. Cater moves to third. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. Cater scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Athletics, 7, White Sox, 7. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Johnson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Melton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gail Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hopkins hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-7, White Sox. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-3 in the game. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Christian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christian is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Christian hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Berry now playing center field. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Green is called out on strikes. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday hits a fly ball into left field. Christian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Haney hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 8, White Sox, 8. Joe Rudy pinch hits for Ed Sprague. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a fly ball into left field. Christian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Talbot now pitching. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Knoop hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Adams pinch hits for Wilbur Wood. Doug Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Haney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 8. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Murphy now pitching. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Campaneris strikes out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Hermann and he is safe. Campaneris steals second. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Hermann and he is safe. Campaneris steals third. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Cater hits a pop-up towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Brooks strikes out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Bando strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-4 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Oakland Athletics, 8. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.